Welcome to Red Talks, a Red Viking podcast. We're committed to bold engineering, and this show brings you industry insights to match. We'll discuss bold ideas from those on the forefront of manufacturing innovation and uncover the journey they walk to bring their ideas to life. Hi, and welcome to Red Talks, a Red Viking podcast. I'm your host, Lexi Vargo, and I'm the Director of Marketing here at Red Viking. And today we have with us Jeff Koga, VP and GM at McNeilus. Welcome, Jeff.
Thank you.
And Nick Malm, Director of Operations Engineering at McNeilus. Welcome.
Good to be here.
Thanks for coming on, you guys. It's been a couple of years since we've been here, and the transformation is absolutely astonishing. So kudos to you guys. This is pretty awesome to be here and see all the changes. Just wanted to ask you guys, could you take me back, Jeff, and kind of tell me, you know, where you were a couple of years ago and what your goals were for this organization?
Absolutely. We've been on quite the journey here at McNeilus. We've had a strong brand. We've had a strong market presence. Everything's been going right in that regard. And because of that, we've had to really try to scale our capacity. And to get there, we wanted to use lean principles to really bring this to life. So if I go way back in time, we did set up a bunch of goals for ourselves. We wanted to create something called high flow lines. And in those high flow lines, we had two big sets of targets. The first set of targets was around our people. We really wanted to raise the bar on the culture. We wanted our people to understand lean. We wanted this to be a people first event. We want to be an employer of choice and have something for everyone to really be proud of. And the second set of goals were hard targets, right? Safety, lead time, quality, costs. And with the help of Red Viking, we totally nailed it. We're producing trucks in 16% of the time. We've lowered our defects by over 88%. And so stepping out on those goals, we've completely nailed it. And most importantly, when you go out and you talk to the team members, we've achieved the culture component of this too. They are happy and proud to be there. And it's really creating lift elsewhere in the operation.
That's amazing, Jeff. Congratulations to both of you on a job well done. Nick, can you tell me a little bit about what the workforce is saying, some of their feedback, and you know what it's like to work on the line and the differences that they're seeing?
Yeah. Well, going back to kind of what Jeff had mentioned about the two major focuses of the transformation being both the people and the physical part and the performance of the line. Very early on, we're in a conference room and we kind of jotted down the things that we wanted to achieve. But at the core of it, everyone unanimously said, hey, here's the goal. We want to create an operating environment, a place to work that is a point of pride, that you'd be happy to have your wife or your spouse come to see, or your kids, and someplace you show up to every single day and feel proud to work of. And we didn't always traditionally have that. You know, we had to work with some a little bit rougher conditions and some more old school conventional approaches to manufacturing. So we achieved that through this line. And now the people that work on the line, if you walk down, you'll see just have a massive difference in how the work experience is for them every single day. The job is much more rewarding. They've got much more clarity of their targets, their goals, and their performance to them. The environment is at the top echelon of safety and consideration for what it means to do the work and do the work both efficiently and safely. And if you go down there, there's countless anecdotal story after story of how this investment and this transformation on the high flow line has expanded out to change that person's experience positively every single day. And not only just here at work, but also how it expands out into their personal life. In fact, one of our treasured zone leaders on the line, his name is Ron, he said that distinctly he got feedback from his wife that once he started working on the high flow line, that she hardly recognizes him because he's so much more happy and enjoyable and relaxed. So, and those stories are just up and down the line across our workforce.
What is it that has significantly changed in the way that they work?
I think the biggest difference is before it was all about building the truck purely and simply just get the truck built.
Right.
And now the focus is on build the people to build the truck. And so we're working everything. The core denominator is that variable, that element of the person that builds the truck. And all of the processes and the equipment is through the consideration of them first and foremost, and the product second. And we've noticed that some of our biggest performance schemes have come out of focusing on the individuals that build the truck rather than just the truck itself. And if you take care of your people, they're going to take care your product, takes care of your customer.
That is so true.
That process and that technology there is to serve the people. And I think that's the thing that Red Viking really gets. You know, they're not asking us to digitize and automate everything because it's, you know, it's there to serve the people and the process. And I think the biggest change for our people was they had to work to standard. Rather than just get a truck out, they had to work to standard. And they've really changed their mindset. If I work to standard, that actually improves everything for me. And the biggest behavior we had to change there was this mentality of stop and fix. And we've really doubled and tripled down on that. Like stopping when we have a problem, swarming that problem, escalating it, you know, the old Andon thing, right? And it is really helping to increment everything. Mm-hmm. But I think aided by the technology that Red Viking has deployed, the safety has gone up, the job has become more trainable. It's easier for team members to get up to speed on all these things. That is a significant contributor to allowing them the time to then go think about the process, to think about how to improve standards, to stop and swarm. Absent that, it'd still be tough.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I think there's a really common mistake that a lot of companies make. And that is they go out there and they develop strategies and they allocate a ton of resources, financial resources, time resources towards changing all of the physical stuff. Mm-hmm. You can paint your walls. You can put a new concrete floor in. Yeah. You can even go invest millions of dollars in equipment. But the same situations in terms of the underperformance and the cultural issues and the retention issues continue to pop up because everything outwardly changed, but nothing inwardly has. So to that point, we really had to focus on developing the people. And that same thinking was echoed by Red Viking and the care and attention that went into the equipment design.
There's just a lot of synergy in the relationship with Red Viking. Just a lot of common ground, common goal there. We really trust Red Viking as a partner.
Right.
That's amazing. I truly am a believer that your people are your organization. So without them, you know, you can't make it work. So that's awesome. You guys are paying so much attention to that. We talked a little bit about last time you were here, Industry 4.0 and integrating that on the line. I kind of wanted to hear, Jeff, from your perspective, what's changed there and what have you implemented and what's the transformation like?
Yeah, as we kind of laid out earlier, the lean transformation was really key. And so the technology is serving the process and the people. But what we've actually implemented on the line with the help of Red Viking, we got autonomous robotics conveying our product. We have connected tooling that's collecting key information off of those and interfacing with other machines and robotics. And then we also have cloud computing platform that's helping us keep all that connected and keep everything scheduled and flowing and delivering work instructions down to the floor. We've really made a leap with what we're doing here. And I'm most impressed with how together our team, Red Viking together, have been able to make this practical and tangible to the people where they can actually execute these things and see these as things that help them move with velocity rather than it's so heavy, I can't learn it all. It's too mm-hmm. much. It hasn't come across in that way. It's really been deployed in a way that's been received very well. And so there's been a lot of success in the project there. So getting to that end, you know what I mean? Yep. It's been quite a journey and it's made quite an impact.
In the implementation of the data and the feedback that you're getting constantly, how has that changed your job on a daily basis?
Well, it's helped us spot opportunities or problems in a much more visual fashion way earlier on when the problem is still solvable and controllable with mm-hmm. with relatively little effort, whereas otherwise we'd have to wait for things to get almost undeniably significant in front of our eyes and in the physical form to go, we should probably do something about that. So now we've got one of the biggest underlying key to the performance of High Flow Line is not that there's one or two pieces of equipment like, hey, we bought a AGVs or we have a nice shop floor management system. It's that it's a full harmonious ecosystem of effort. It's one big integrated system, like a well-oiled machine. And our machine also happens to be complemented by the latest in Industry 4.0, so we can get live data, we can look at trends, we can look at the general health of the line. And in terms of how it changes the job, we're having to learn how to interpret that information and use that information to spot problems and opportunities and make really informed decisions in real time. And that's just never been a position that we've historically been in. And a lot of manufacturers still aren't today. But fortunately, as a result of the partnership and the project, we've entered this new category of how we do the work.
I think what's been neat to see is Nick's got TVs down there in every station. And that could just be another neat way to spend money too. Mm-hmm. But instead, we're displaying information on there, and it's simple information, and it's relevant, and it's stuff that we're able to glean right off the tooling and everything there that can really help reveal those problems, can help everyone see where we may be having issues. And so that is different, and it kind of builds on that stop and fix mentality. They can see it, they can stop, they can fix, and it drives daily improvement. And that goes right back to, man, we're building these trucks in 16% of the time as we did before. And why is that? Because we're constantly fixing and maintaining the flow. That data is a key portion of that feedback loop.
Yeah, and I would just add to it, Jeff hit on, and it goes back to the importance of the people variable. This is not data that trickles up to the top of the ivory tower that's, you know, scrutinized by the C-suite and then dictated back down. This is data that's meaningful to the operator, at first and foremost, his or her understanding of how they're performing relative to the goals and if they need to adjust to get back on track to be successful. So yes, it's they're very empowered at that level with that data to understand how they're performing and if they need to make minor adjustments. It's not something that just fires off to the cloud and up to an executive level to monitor. It's ground level, meaningful information that enables them to be the best they can be down there.
That's really interesting. It allows more ownership over what they're doing day to day. And
exactly.
I can totally see why they're responding to that.
A very clear sense of what the target is and how well they're performing to the target.
Very cool. So at this point, have your customers noticed a big change, and what are you hearing from them?
Yeah. If you want to know if this is innovative, all you got to do is ask our customers. We've had them in, you know, for a few tours, and they're absolutely flabbergasted, jaw drops. And they're like, what?
They take out their cameras.
Yeah, they do. They take out their cameras. We've heard comments like, you make your competitors look like third world nation, you know, things like that. And also there's been fights around who gets the first truck off the line, you know, and so it's been fun to see the customers react so positively to all that.
I think back, Alexi, when you guys were here with the kickoff of the project, we did a video package. And one of the things that I recall saying in the interview was our goal was to completely change the way that refuse collection vehicles are built on planet Earth. And the responses that Jeff was alluding to are in line with mission accomplished in that regard.
Absolutely. Yes. I remember you saying that in the video, and that's a big statement, but I think it's absolutely true. And you're world class now. That's awesome. So again, congratulations. One last question here. If someone wanted to start, you know, from square one where you guys were a couple of years ago and implement this automation and start down the path of industry 4.0, what would they do? Where would they start? Sometimes it's a really big undertaking, right? And sometimes you only need to automate some of it, not all of it. How would you recommend someone start?
I'll hop in. Nick's got to finish this up because he's done a lot of work here. But my key advice is go big with your vision, be clear with what you want that culture to be, and then go find yourself a partner that you can trust like Red Viking, because this is not something that you can go and do alone. And I'll give a commercial for Red Viking real quick, but, you know, because I truly believe this in my heart. You know, Red Viking's got their finger on the pulse of Industry 4.0, best practices across all those things. But there are two very big differentiators. First of all, they understand that the technology serves the people and the process. And secondly, they're wired to deliver. So Red Viking makes commitments and they achieve those commitments. And because of that, we trust Red Viking. So find yourself a partner that you can really trust. If you want to move quick, if you want to get it done right, if you want to learn from things that have been done in the past, you got to think bigger like that and find a good partner. All right, Nick, now you're going to have more.
No, Jeff, you Jeff did a great job.
Did I steal your thunder?
No. Sorry about that. I'm just literally going to say the same thing. I mean, it has to start with a vision and you got to dream big. And I give Jeff a lot of credit. You know, he casted the vision of where we wanted to go as a business, and this being one element of it, but it all starts with setting that vision in a lot of ways, having a dream. And I think that an important next step is not to let it just remain a dream, you know, because you got to follow that with structure and plans and details. Otherwise, it just keeps staying a dream and ultimately fuels disappointment. Mm-hmm. You got to transition that. And I think through that transition, you have to have a really good point of self-reflection as a company to say, what are our strengths? What are our weaknesses? What are the things that we don't know so well? What are the things we just don't want to be good at? And for us, there were some core gaps that were going to be critical to that dream becoming a reality that Red Viking filled better than anyone could. And that's why the partnership has been so strong. But I'm just proud to say that by working together, you know, we had a dream 2-3 years ago, and we built that dream from the ground up. And here we are today.
Well, it's amazing. And I have to say, we have really enjoyed working with you. Everyone at Red Viking just is thrilled with what you guys have done here and what we've been able to help you achieve. So we thank you so much. And thank you for giving us the time today and coming on the show. We look forward to working with you continuously and helping you achieve even more.
Well, we're going to do this again together. Thanks for having us.
Thank you guys.
Thank you. I appreciate it.